and upon closer examination of the cloth, both he and Cass realized that all things are interconnected, and there is neither chance nor coincidence. The cloth bore one of the designs that Kit had seen on Arthur Flinders Petrie's chest in the form of a blue tattoo. Meanwhile, others who had been somewhat sidelined in the pursuit of the skin map were advancing their own quests. Lady Haven Faith and her faithful retainer, Giles Standfast, had made an unfortunate ley leap that landed them on the empty, windswept steps in the time of Emperor Leo the Wise. Their attempts to locate a ley or portal that might take them out of their circumstances failed, and unable to orient or protect themselves, they were taken into the custody of the Bulgars, who were making their way through what we might now call Central Asia, on their way to the great city of Constantinople. It began very much to look as if Lady Faith and Giles's lay-travelling days were over. And so we pick up the story of Wilhelmina Klug, Kit's former girlfriend and now co-owner of the Grand Imperial Café House in Old Prague, and also of Fra Gianni Beccaria and his new friend, the renowned astrophysicist Dr. Tony Clark, a.k.a. Cass's father, who tends to take a scientific view of all these events.